This first reading today is so beautiful, and I wish it had started just a few verses before, because this is, well, you can't see it because it's dark outside, but in this window up here, you see Mary stepping on the serpent. And the only reason that she was able to step on the serpent is because she was immaculately conceived. She was created by God, free of all sin. And just a few verses before where our first reading takes up here, it says this: God is talking to the devil, to the serpent. And God says, the Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, that is to say, tricked Eve and Adam, because you have done this, cursed are you above all cattle. Upon your belly you shall go. Dust shall you eat. He says, I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed. She shall crush your head, and you shall lie in wait for her heel. Isn't that beautiful? She will crush your head. God says that in the Word of God about the Blessed Mother, that she is going to be her fiat, her yes, her immaculate conception, her being free from sin. She is going to crush your head. Cursed will you be, God says to the serpent. And I just have the good news to tell you on this beautiful day of the Immaculate Conception that the devil has no power when we invoke Our Lady and we say, be gone, Satan, and we invite our beautiful Mother Mary with every Hail Mary, with every Memorare, with every Hail Holy Queen, with every Alma Redemptoris, with every Rosary. Every time we invoke the sweet intercession of Our Lady, we invoke her to step on Satan's head. And because she's immaculately conceived, she can do it. And that's the happy news I have for you. I just want to end with this beautiful poem. I got this. This is a real old book of poetry about Our Lady. And I found this beautiful one this morning. It's called To Mary Immaculate. Our Lady, garbed in priestly white, hark to the prayer of thy humble knight. Thou hast, an ever gracious queen, walked through my childhood days serene. Thy mantle of the sky blue gleam has somehow tinged my every dream. Thy pale, soft hands, so strangely strong, have gently guided me so long. When deepest sorrows darked my road, thy love still like a beacon glowed. Thy queenly kindness, Mother Maid, with gentle force has always swayed my destiny, and so it be eternally. With gentle, loving force, Our Lady is there our whole life long. That's why children have such a natural love for Our Lady, and adults too, because she's so beautiful, and she's been there our whole life long, protecting us with a gentle force that steps on the enemy's head wherever he gets in the way. Praise God. Let's stand for the Apostles' Creed.